every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Join us, Styles and Roman. We're going to be at Old Crow Smokehouse during the weekend of Lake Shake. We're going to be hosting two pre-Lake Shake parties with your chance to win tickets to Lake Shake plus exclusive artist meet and greets.
All right, on Friday, June 23rd, we're going to be at Old Crow River North from 3 to 5 p.m. And then Saturday, June 24th, we're going to be at Old Crow in Wrigleyville from noon to 2 p.m.
This is a weekend you don't want to miss. Enjoy some delicious, diverse Old Crow barbecue, live music, and some ice-cold Bud Lights.
And prepare for a Lake Shake weekend to remember, brought to you by Bud Light.
This isn't just any car, it's a BMW. And this isn't just any BMW, it's the sleek, luxurious, commanding 2017 BMW X5 sports activity vehicle. Climb aboard, buckle up, and drive your favorite X5 home today. Because this is the Knaus BMW X5 courtesy car sale. Nearly three dozen 2017 X5s are priced to save you thousands. These vehicles have never been titled. They've been briefly used for customer courtesy transportation. Each has less than 5,000 miles. And we promise you'll be as thrilled with the price as you are with everything that makes the 2017 BMW X5 so enjoyable. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. Shop Knaus BMW, Knaus Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, KnausBMW.com.
See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves update. Studio Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I'm really confused by why it gained so much attention, only except for the fact that Buster Posey got hurt a couple years ago. Other than that, if it was a third-string catcher for the Atlanta Braves that got hurt 3 years ago, then this play wouldn't even be in existence. So, for me, it's a good, hard baseball play, and it garners way too much more attention than it deserves.
Cubs skipper Joe Maddon not pleased with those calling Anthony Rizzo dirty for colliding into San Diego catcher Austin Hedges at home plate last night while trying to score a play Padres manager Andy Green called a cheap shot.
To call it a dirty play is absolutely wrong. It's not a dirty play. That's something that people have been taught to say based on this ambiguous rule that has been created. I'll concede that part of it, but it's not a dirty play. So please, who's ever saying that, just please drop that narrative because that's not true.
Maddon, I guess, with Spiegel and Park. Now, baseball introduced a rule in 2014 in which a runner is not allowed to go out of his way to initiate contact with the catcher. MLB reportedly telling both teams that Rizzo violated the rule, but no player has ever been suspended for doing so. Cubs hosting San Diego tonight in Game 2. Mike Montgomery and Yolis Chacin, the pitchers, Hayward and Schwarber, both nursing injuries, I should say, so they are out tonight. White Sox bringing some big bats to Minnesota this evening. The Sox have scored 46 runs over their past seven games, more than 6.5 per game. Derek Holland and Irvin Santana, the starters. Outfielder Adam Engel has rejoined the team from Charlotte. NBA, Dwayne Wade likely back, but the Bulls could be saying bye to Jimmy Butler. Wade reportedly expected to pick up his option to remain with the Bulls, while the Cavaliers reportedly working to assemble a multi-team trade to acquire Butler. Word is the Bulls are high on Kansas swingman Josh Jackson, but they'd have to trade up to get him. Meantime, Phil Jackson reportedly listening to trade offers for Kristaps Porzingis, not considered serious, though, while the Pacers and Lakers are talking about a potential trade involving Paul George. Football, the Jets are signing former Bears receiver Marquise Wilson. Former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire announcing he's transferring to Florida. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, named a top 50 golf range in America. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
A tweet just posted now by Adrian Wojnarowski. Sources: Chicago's price for Jimmy Butler remains elevated, but Minnesota has assets and interest. Sides made preliminary contact this week.
Would you trade for Andrew Wiggins, seeing what has kind of happened to him over the last year?
I still like Andrew
Wiggins. I do too. Thibs is tired of being young and dumb.
Mark Stein just tweeted, the Cavaliers, per league sources, have been working today on assembling multi-team trade scenarios to try to acquire Chicago's Jimmy Butler.
And now it's getting stupid. Jimmy Butler and LeBron James? What are you getting back? First round picks from the Cavs don't matter. That's the end of the first round. So, you know, sell Kevin Love to Chicago fans?
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Len Casper.
I don't see why Rizzo leading off for more than a few games really is a big deal. I think he could stay there the rest of the year and this offense could be just fine. I think what it shows you is the idea that the Kyle Schwarber as leadoff man could have worked if he had hit better. The profile is the same, right? Schwarber right. And Rizzo take a lot of walks, hit for a lot of power, that sort of thing. Anthony obviously much more advanced in his career than Schwarber is, but he's your best hitter right now, and if you buy an extra plate appearance or two every other game or so, I'm fine with it.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Vincent Goodwill's on Twitter at VJ Goodwill. He of CSN Chicago joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. All right, what's the latest, Vincent? Where are we with this? And before we even start talking about draft possibilities, we've got to see where the Bulls are going to be, what the team's going to look like, and what the general direction is. So we need guidance, help.
You want me to explain the Bulls' direction?
Yes.
Y'all don't pay me enough for that. No, nobody's paying enough for what the Bulls are actually trying to do besides shop Jimmy Butler. Like, to be honest, before, I don't think they're really making calls. I think now they're actively shopping him, basically trying to get a top six pick, which sort of makes the Cleveland Cavaliers' interest really tricky because they'd have to bring in a third team as opposed to giving the ball someone like Kevin Love. It just seems like that they're really just trying to turn the page, not just because of where they are as a franchise. I think they want to give Fred Hoiberg a quote-unquote, I guess you want to say, fair chance, or just rid themselves of that sort of relationship that has not been very good in Fred's 2 years here. And they want to give him try to give him a chance to succeed. And add to the fact that if Jimmy Butler makes another All-NBA team next year in the Bulls uniform, he's going to qualify for one of those super max contracts. And I don't think the Bulls are keen on wanting to give him that. Now, the fun side to that is, for me, is it's better to have a player that's worth that than to have players who aren't worth that type of money. And I don't know exactly where their long-term direction is going to be because some of the assets that they think they have not proven to be as good as they thought. And if you look at the last trade that they made, Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott for Cameron Payne, Joffrey LeVern, and all of that, like, how much confidence do you really have that they'll make the right deal out of the available offers that they seem to have over the next 24 or 48 hours?
Vinny, a week ago, Jimmy Butler was talking about being a Bull and doing everything that he needed to do, and whoever's got his rights is going to play hard for. Fast forward to today, and more importantly, Thursday. Where do you think his head is at?
Well, considering he's in London with Mark Wahlberg and doing the star thing and everything else, I think he's kind of been shot. I will say that because I think he's used to, over the past couple of years, his name being thrown about. And a lot of smoke and nothing happened. And I do think that he wants to stay, which makes this a little bit tricky compared to the Paul George situation, right? Paul George has made it known that he wants to leave. And he's telling the Pacers, basically a year in advance, hey, I want out. I want to go to L.A. You guys can make something happen. Jimmy Butler is saying quietly to the Bulls and, you know, to people around him, I want to stay. I want to figure this out. That lessens the margin to error for the Bulls on this trade because if they don't win this trade, from, you know, almost like a Herschel Walker type of deal. Like, to me, that's what I think what tape, if you're trying to restart or hit the reset button and do everything, you know, that way, then you have to do to the Boston Celtics what the Boston Celtics did to the Brooklyn Nets. And you have to take every available asset to jumpstart your process, and you got to get every draft pick right, because Jimmy Butler is still going to be very good for the next couple of years, and you're going to be basically holding yourself against his performance, you know, for the foreseeable future.
What about the reverberations regarding the decisions of others and their own decision on Rajon Rondo? Because from what we're hearing, there's conflicting reports. One says that Dwayne Wade is leaning toward opting in. But if they trade Jimmy Butler and signal full rebuild, Dwayne Wade, for all that money, might not even want to be a part of that. So doesn't it have the multiple effects of not only using the built value in Butler to acquire younger, different assets, but also clearing out some cap flexibility?
I don't think that there's a realistic chance that Dwayne Wade turns down this $24 million.
No matter what.
I won't say no matter what, but I would say, you know, and talking to people that I've talked to who've been close to him, you know, for years on end and that know him, I don't think that there's a chance that he turns that down. Now, his sanity and his patience will be tested, you know, for the better part of this season, and who knows what happens through the season, but I think he wants to secure that $24 million and worry about everything else on the back end. Now, if you're the Bulls, you're talking about let's get a high first round pick to go along with 16. Does that mean you're going after De'Aaron Fox? Does that mean you try to figure out a way to get to 3 for Josh Jackson? I'm hearing that the Bulls offered Butler for number 3, and Boston said no, under the belief that the Celtics want to make a play for Blake Griffin out in Los Angeles. Now, if something goes through with that, they get some indication that Blake won't sign with them, maybe they come back to the table with the Bulls and you can get something like that. But as far as Dwayne Wade and what he's going to do in his immediate future, I think he's going to take this $24 million and just grin and bear it at least for a little while.
If Garpax really wanted their crown jewel of a head coach to really shine, wouldn't they give him a collegiate-like team so he could start all over and show people how he can develop talent and relate to young guys the way he did on the college level?
Well, Jason, that's to say that he can only thrive in one particular situation. They didn't hire him under the guise of we're going to get him a college team. They might not have evaluated him in the proper way.
Right.
Like, I think all of us can sit and Monday morning quarterback it and say that Fred Hoiberg needs a certain type of team for his voice to resonate, for him not to come off as inexperienced as he does in certain situations. When you hand him guys like Rondo and Wade and a headstrong Jimmy Butler who's gotten used to being the man in charge, that doesn't seem to be the perfect type of environment for Fred to develop in. But also, look, if you need a certain type of team for your coach to thrive in, what does that say about your coach?
I think it speaks volumes about the coach from their own words when they say, well, he's got to develop their thing, he's got to get better at this, he's got to get better at that. On the one hand, we know that's their hand-picked guy. But they really haven't done much to shore him up as an authority figure or as a leader. And to speak to Jason's point, that maybe could be whatever you're doing right now, you might want to salvage any platform the guy's got to actually run his team, because the three alphas cut his balls off.
You know what? You're allowed to say that on FCC airways?
Yep.
Well, I will say this. I believe, and this is just general in life, the way a person comports themselves as an individual worthy of respect determines whether they're going to get respect, not how other guys choose to look at him. You have to project yourself as that first and foremost, and then other guys will follow behind you. Not necessarily, well, Dwayne isn't following him and Rajon isn't following him, so nobody else is. Fred has to set that course for himself, more so than the roster doing it. But if you're going to put a roster around it, I would more so say, from a personnel standpoint and allowing this contest to go in, and the Bulls haven't done the best job of giving him the type of roster for that. But as far as Fred being the man in charge and comporting himself as someone worthy of respect, that's on Fred.
Vinny Goodwill from CSN Chicago joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score. Vincent, say this is all smoke and mirrors and Jimmy Butler is on the team and a Bulls player after Thursday night's draft. Where does the team go in the offseason then? I mean, if Blake Griffin is talking about Boston or Boston's interested in him, are the Bulls willing to make some kind of move to bolster Jimmy Butler's supporting cast, or are we thinking Donovan Mitchell and Justin Jackson are only going to be the next additions to this team?
Yeah, I think you're looking at radical change in one direction or more of the same from last season. I don't think that they're going to go out and try to make a great trade to that would, I guess, compromise their future flexibility with Wade and with Rondo coming off the books next season. I don't think they're going to do that to try to be more competitive this season. Like, you talk to the front office about that, you bring up names, and the one thing that they always talk about is just keeping that flexibility for the summer of 2018 when, as I've stated before, you know, having flexibility to me isn't necessarily a plan. That's just a factor right. In a bigger plan. That can't be the plan. That can be a means to an end, but it can't be, well, we're going to wait on other teams to make mistakes and other teams to overspend, and then they're going to give us their good players that they didn't overspend on. I've never seen the NBA work like that. So I don't know if the Bulls can reinvent the wheel in that way. I think if you come back with the same roster this year, maybe you eke out a couple more wins if guys stay healthy or whatever, but I think you're looking at virtually sort of the same team. I think they told Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade, you know, this is what you guys are going to expect next season if you guys both are here, is that whatever happened last year, expect to see more of it this coming season.
Well, I can't imagine if, in fact, some of these Cleveland Cavaliers reports are true. You know, I keep thinking that if we know something, and if it truly is being talked about that Jimmy wants to make this happen, they need to have other teams swoop in and try to facilitate this deal to create an Eastern Conference super team, maybe moving Kevin Love. They're talking. We know that. We know that LeBron and Wade are close friends. So any Wade decision at this point, any of this, is going to be informed by the players discussing amongst themselves. It's no coincidence that the general manager in Cleveland just stepped down. I mean, I'm certain that a lot of what we're trying to speculate about, players know more than we do right now about what they're trying to get done.
Well, I will say this, that Dwayne Wade is in Paris for some fashion line responsibilities, and Jimmy Butler will be there in 2 days, and they will talk then. What they will talk about and where things stand at that particular time, and on Wednesday and Thursday, whatever day that they meet, where things stand, I think, will play a huge part in that. Do I think that Jimmy Butler wants to go to Cleveland above anything else? No. But do I think that Jimmy Butler will go to Cleveland over Boston? Yeah, I think he'll go there. Does that mean that if Jimmy Butler gets traded to Cleveland, then that means that Dwayne Wade is going to decline that $24 million option that he's worked so hard to get that he could not get from the Miami Heat just to follow suit, follow Jimmy Butler to Cleveland and take himself off the Bulls' hands? I don't think so. I think we're trying to connect too many dots at the same time. Wherever he may wind up, in midseason, after the trade deadline or something like that, could be a completely different story. But I think he's going to make that decision for himself first and foremost and any other consideration. Because, look, LeBron James left him in Miami after he sacrificed for LeBron. I don't think he's going to be in a mold to say, you know what, I'm going to go take the league minimum to play with my two boys. I don't think that Dwayne is going to do that.
All right, look ahead to Friday morning. What do you think the headline will be?
Bulls trade Butler. I honestly think, and I know I've been one of these guys to say that the Bulls will not trade him, but I've gotten way too many talks with way too many people. And Jason, you are just as connected as I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure your phone was burning up yesterday.
I couldn't believe it. And while the show was going on, I was like, all right, this is just talk. This is just talk. But last night it was hot and heavy, and you talk to anybody around the league. And it's, you know, those three teams that were mentioned, the Phoenix Suns, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and especially the Cleveland Cavaliers, there's a lot more fire here than I would have ever believed to have happened.
And I'll give you another team that is lurking around the Chicago Bulls, that lurked around the Bulls at the trade deadline, the Denver Nuggets. They inquired about Jimmy at the trade deadline this season and were rebuffed. I would not be surprised if they waited in the wings and tried to figure something else out this time around. They've been a little bit quiet,
mm-hmm.
but I would not be surprised if they tried to go back.
And they got the one untouchable, of course, is the big man, which is what you want in that deal.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's the thing. If you're the Bulls, you're in an advantageous position because you have a lot of people bidding, but you're also in a position where you can have a big mistake. Because if you pick the wrong deal,
right,
or if you take the wrong players, and you mess up this draft, or you mess up future drafts, if you magically get that Brooklyn pick, or you get that Lakers pick, or whatever the case is, like, as good of a position as you can be in, you're in a very dangerous position because you cannot get this wrong. And the thing that I've heard, Jason, over the past day is, he's a goner. It's going to happen. And I've never heard those words from league sources, you know, in my time covering this Bulls team about Jimmy Butler. I haven't.
Vincent, thank you for your time, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, y'all, take it easy.
That is Vincent Goodwill, brought to you by Burlington. It's the Summer of Savings at Burlington Stores. Hurry into Burlington today for the best selection of dresses, shorts, tanks, tees, and swimsuits for the family. Burlington style for everyone. Well, that's the first time somebody has said,
Joe did it this morning a little bit, too.
Somebody close to it really came in hard and said he thinks this is happening. Now, my belief, and I want to open up the phone lines here because we're waiting on a lot here. There's some other shoes to drop here, whether it's any discipline for Anthony Rizzo, further comment from MLB, or anything else from the ballpark regarding what could happen tonight, or anything going on with Jimmy Butler. Just paying close attention to our Twitter feeds here and checking our phones a lot. So we're going to talk about that. We want to get your thoughts on it. 312-644-6767. At some point, just the act of talking about trading somebody at some point means you're probably better off doing it. And we've gone through how many times can we go through this and then have any kind of reasonable trust level or true franchise identification buy-in from a player when it's like, look, this relationship, maybe it's not meant to be.
You keep bringing it up about the Supermax, and I think that is something that scares them. 6 years, $220 million to a guy who at that time will be, 29? Is a lot of money to give to a guy who you've rode hard and not put away wet just yet. I mean, Jimmy Butler has got some minutes on him, minutes that they changed a coach because of. So there's a lot going on here. And like Vincent said, choosing the wrong deal would be a backbreaker to this franchise. And I think that, you know, talent trusts itself. You know, every guy that takes that last shot, every guy that wants to go up there in the bottom of the ninth and stare down that closer, that talent trusts itself to make the right decision or make the right play in that moment. The problem is, I think that you have a couple of guys who are not only one gun shy, but I think are also questioning their talent to evaluate talent.
312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show. I want to find out what you think next on The Score.
It's a big day in Chicago sports, and as the number one sports station in Chicago, we're talking about the Anthony Rizzo slide at home plate controversy, the Bulls' potential trade of Jimmy Butler, and the Blackhawks and NHL draft. Keep it right here for more on these hot stories on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Honda. We've already talked about Cavaliers chairman Dan Gilbert letting David Griffin get away, so now the question is, what does LeBron think about that? Well, according to a tweet last night, he's not really happy. Quote, "If no one appreciated you, Griff, I did, and hopefully all the people of Cleveland. Thanks for what you did for the team for 3 years. We got us one trophy." End of tweet. Yeah, that does not sound like LeBron was on board with that decision. And according to multiple reports, he wasn't even involved with the decision and was only made aware of it after it went down. If that's true, through, that's insane. It's at times like these, it is worth remembering that the reason the Cavaliers have that world championship is because of LeBron James and David Griffin, not Dan Gilbert. If LeBron were born anywhere other than Ohio, the Cleveland Cavaliers would not be going to three straight finals. They would be getting laughed at harder than the Cleveland Browns. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, Chicagoland, what's happening? It's Gary LaVox, lead singer of Rascal Flatts. When I'm Moving On won the award for ACM Song of the Year, it struck a chord with folks who understand the challenges that come with life's big changes. For many, that happens when it comes time to sell their home. If you're moving on, you want a real estate agent who will make selling your home easy and stress-free, an agent who's willing to let you out of the contract if you're not happy with their service. I can tell you that Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity is so confident in her ability to sell your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she can buy it herself. Now listen, Amy just doesn't cover one or two. She covers eight counties surrounding Chicago. So if you're moving on, trust my girl Amy to provide your family a stress-free home sale experience. If you need to sell your home, find Amy Kite online at amywillsellyourhome.com or call her at 847-877-9881. And start packing.
Hey, it's Golf here, and I've been talking a lot about Upside.com, and I've been telling you it will save your company big on business travel, and you get a big gift card every trip you buy. If it sounds too good to be true, it is, all right? Or it isn't, actually. It's very true. I'm going to tell you right now. You jump on Upside.com, and you get super fast searches. In a couple of minutes, they gave you awesome choices to United or American flights to, I don't know, Phoenix or Minnesota or Cleveland, whatever works for you. The first option gets you a huge gift card and saves your business big dollars. Then they show you options if you take a flight an hour earlier or if you're a little bit flexible and want to stay at a hotel that's down the block from where you really want to be. You get even more in gift cards, and the trip costs your business even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little flexible gets you more. But if you're not, you still get big savings and a big gift card. If you're taking a business trip, like you're being shipped out of town for some reason or another, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside's the real deal. You can get your big gift card. Trust me, go to Upside.com today. Plus, when you use promo code SCORE, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every single trip. See what your next trip's worth today. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Looking for more energy efficiency at home? The Home Depot's lighting the way with aisles of next-generation LED bulbs, lights, fixtures, and ceiling fans. Take the new Holly Spring ceiling fan with three LED bulbs that can last for more than 10 years. It's only $79.97. See? You're already saving. Switch to more energy-efficient LED lighting, fixtures, and ceiling fans only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Right now, Grossinger Hyundai North in Lincolnwood will transform your old car into a brand new Elantra SE for just $12,900. That's right, $12,900. Grossinger Hyundai North has must-see savings on over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot. It's your choice. Drive a new 2017 Santa Fe Sport or select new Sonatas. Now, $8,000 off. Yep, $8,000 off a new Santa Fe Sport or Sonata. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain protection, and the Hyundai Assurance. Let our best deals transform your old car into a new summer ride, including a new 2017 Elantra SE for just $12,900 and $8,000 off a new Santa Fe Sport or Sonata. Grossinger Hyundai North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerhyundainorth.com. That's grossingerhyundainorth.com. Stock number 870833, number 870639, plus tax title license 17215, not paid. Zero secured deposit, 10,000 miles per year, savings off MSRP, expires at month end.
Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible, like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan or the awe-inspiring GLC. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Visit mbusa.com to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Get it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
3:30 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Have you heard from baseball about any discipline for Anthony?
For what?
For the play last night.
Why would there be?
The reason the question was posed to Cubs skipper Joe Maddon on the Spiegel and Parkin show earlier today is because San Diego manager Andy Green called Anthony Rizzo's play a cheap shot, saying Rizzo's collision with catcher Austin Hedges at home plate was an egregious violation.
The play itself, like they said, everybody's entitled to their own opinions of what they saw. I saw good baseball last night. Now, if you choose to throw a ball at 90-some miles an hour at somebody in somebody's head, that, to me, is the egregious part of the game that should never be permitted.
Baseball introduced a rule in 2014 that forbids a runner from going out of his way to initiate contact with the catcher, and MLB has reportedly told both teams that Rizzo did indeed violate the rule, but no player has ever been suspended for doing so. Cubs and Padres play Game 2 this evening at Wrigley. Mike Montgomery and Yolis Chacin, the pitchers, Schwarber and Hayward, both out with injuries. White Sox in Minnesota. The Sox have won 5 of their last 7. Derek Holland and Irvin Santana, the starters. The Sox recall outfielder Adam Engel from Charlotte. NBA rumors galore involving the Bulls. The Cavaliers reportedly trying to assemble a multi-team trade to acquire Jimmy Butler from the Bulls, while Dwayne Wade reportedly expected to pick up his player option to stay on the West Side. And the Bulls reportedly interested in Kansas swingman Josh Jackson, but he's expected to be a top 5 pick, nowhere near where the Bulls are picking at 16. Football. Former Bears receiver Marquise Wilson signs with the Jets. Former Notre Dame quarterback Malik Zaire transfers to Florida. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 28i for only $419 per month for 36 months with no security deposit. $4,344 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. For a free checking account that fits your lifestyle, the Dow fell 61 points, NASDAQ dropped 50, S&P 500 finished down 16 points. Grab a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi at Jersey Mike's, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Padres on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Now's a good time to jump in with thoughts on the two big stories right now in Chicago. The NBA's multiple teams pursuing Jimmy Butler. The Bulls are said to be, but from multiple reporters close to the situation, now really engaging in serious and more active talks to try to move their only real movable asset. And we're waiting for Cubs and Padres to meet the media at Wrigley Field to talk about what happened last night and the reaction to it. The more I hear the Joe Maddon stuff, the more... What
do you mean? Discipline for what?
Have you heard from baseball about any discipline for Anthony?
For what?
Well, I mean, what? You know, he's playing dumb. He's doing it well.
Doing his Vinny Barbarino impersonation.
Yeah. What? He knows what. I don't know. MLB has told the Cubs and Anthony Rizzo that he violated a rule. So what does that mean? I mean, do you just tell them you did something wrong, don't do it again, and you keep it moving, or you fine them an undisclosed amount? I wonder how much of it. The story is what's going to happen tonight. The story is if Andy Green and Jolie Chassin are so, you know, offended that they take it out on Anthony Rizzo at the beginning of a game.
Here is a thought from Borges Weems, who says, Rizzo was wrong by today's rules, and there will be a response. If this seems hockey meatball or Tony La Russa doing his 1,000-yard blood-for-blood stare, that's showbiz. Had the catcher dropped the ball, I think he would have been called out. He veered when there was available unblocked plate. Personal irony here. I permanently asterisked Mark Grace for doing this in a similar spot. Clearly doomed by a good throw. He pulled up, raised his arms, Steve McQueen in Great Escape, Don't Shoot style, phrase no longer recommended, and sort of fell into the catcher like Sammy Davis Jr. hugging Nixon. Rules of the time allowed aggression, and Mark didn't want to get dirty, needing the run, being angry about being trapped by his own pace, and Caesar's arm, or even impressing teammates with violence and self-sacrifice are all fine explanations. But I'm worried about his safety today and tomorrow. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, this is a part of the punk assness of baseball, where you got a bunch of dudes who like talking tough to each other, but never really have to get physical with each other, you know. And when it is time to get physical, I'm going to throw an object at you
that can kill you.
Yeah. So this is, you've removed every bit of physicality from the game, and when it is time to get physical, you know, it's deemed against the rules. And whatever, if you disagree with the rule, agree with the rule, whatever the case may be, it's the rule. And he obviously violated the rule. Now, do you have to go as far as calling him a dirty player? I don't think he's a dirty player. No, I don't think he's ever had that reputation, but he obviously violated a rule and a guy got hurt because of it. A guy got a bad thigh. I, the bigger picture to me is if Austin Hedges, you know, tears his ACL and breaks his ankle, I guess the way Buster Posey did, do you think there's a rule? The fact that Buster Posey, it kind of has that NFL quarterbacks in playoff time don't mess around with their ankles when Ben Roethlisberger and Carson Palmer and Tom Brady and those guys get hurt. We're like, we don't want backup quarterbacks out there. Yeah, we don't want star catchers being hurt. So let's throw this rule out there. You got the second base play that you can no longer get physical with guys because of the neighborhood situation. So baseball's removed it, and now you're going to have to actually police it. And instead of self-policing, you're going to have to say, hey, this is what it is. And by the way, you still can't throw at each other's heads.
But I don't think even if MLB between now and the start of the game comes in and announces that Anthony Rizzo has been fined $7,500 for violation of the rule, that changes what Chassin may do. I really don't think it does. So it's a question of just because a rule is in place and a rule is enforced, it doesn't necessarily change frontier justice, which is operating in a completely different plane. Northside, Q, you're on the score.
Guys, there's this vicious cycle that's been happening for the last 3 years with me as a Bulls fan, and I just realized what happened.
Okay.
Some news breaks out, and you're like, you get okay with it. You're like, okay, this could be good. Trading Jimmy Butler could be a good thing. And then you realize that the people making the decision are going to do bad things. And it's No. Why would you entertain any trade thought besides getting first-round picks for Jimmy? You are going to be bad. There's nobody else winning a title besides Cleveland or Golden State for the next 3 years. You want young talent. I don't want anybody from Minnesota. I don't want to – I hate to say it. I love Kyrie Irving. I wouldn't want Kyrie Irving because by the time that there's a chance to win, he's going to be good.
I agree with you.
And I hear Josh Jackson. That's who they want with the top five pick.
I'm not down with that either, Q. I don't think you make this trade to get a wing player who I believe has limited offensive potential, even though he scored in college.
It can't hit a free throw.
What you do is you get your lead guard, a guy who's going to affect the game in a ton of different ways, and if that's De'Aaron Fox, I'd be happy with it. And then you hopefully slide into the next year's draft as well, where there are a lot of bigs that people like, Mohamed Bamba, DeAndre Ayton, of course, Michael Porter, who's going to Mizzou. There's this kid for Real Madrid that everybody loves right now, Luka Doncic, who is supposed to be the real deal. So there's like three or four bigs. So if you do finagle your way into draft picks for next year's draft and the team is bad that you're trading with, or say Phoenix jumps in there or Sacramento jumps in there, and you finagle your way into next year's draft in the top five or six, that's the route. I don't need an already broken player who I love watching play basketball, but I don't know what he is without LeBron James next to him and Kyrie Irving.
Anthony Rizzo has spoken to Joe Torre, the disciplinary chief of MLB. He told him it was a violation of the rule, but there will be no discipline.
All right. There it is.
There you go. That is
story over.
That is the, well, it's not really, though.
I mean, the story doesn't really extend itself until we see what happens
exactly
tonight.
Exactly. They can wait. It doesn't have to be tonight. You know, they'll see each other again. Maybe they'll just pick a better spot. But that's from the Twitter feed of Paul Sullivan of the Tribune. It says Rizzo spoke to Torre, said it was a violation of rule, but no discipline. And there you have it. Northwest Side, Maddox Boy is on the score.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they said that right away, because this actually kind of dovetails into my point. You have a rule in place, and apparently the only real rule book consequence for violating it is you're called out, right?
And he was out anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying he was out anyway, but let's say he...
The consequence for the rule, yeah, I got you.
Right, okay. Now, it would have been really ironic if they had suspended, you know, Rizzo for a game or two games or whatever, when guys who were violating federal law on juicing and using performance-enhancing drugs couldn't be punished because there was nothing in the rules to punish them.
I don't really see one as relating to the other.
Okay, they're related insofar as they set up themselves. They didn't put an actual penalty in there besides being called out. They didn't say you're subject to suspension, you're subject to fine. It's just arbitrary. Because if it happens five times, and the sixth time that you punish them, you know what I'm saying?
If either it's on the books or it's not, and apparently, if for Joe Torre to say that there will be no discipline means there existed the possibility of there being discipline. I guess because a commissioner has sweeping powers to do what he wants in the best interest of the game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. We're continuing to follow everything. I want to get some comment from the field. We'll probably have somebody checking in from Wrigley Field as the teams start to get warmed up for tonight. There was briefly a threat of rain that was still lingering in the forecast, but I see that has dropped significantly over the last hour and a half or so. So likely no problems at Wrigley Field. So continuing to discuss this and a lot more. Something happens, we'll be right here for you on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
To call it a dirty play is absolutely wrong. The catcher starts moving towards Anthony as he catches the ball, as he's supposed to. The object is to score a run and to be safe. And I think Anthony's best method of doing that was to do what he did do.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports near you.
Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity, who is a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. Being a single mother is stressful enough, but then trying to sell a house on top of that? Mickey was in that situation, and she turned to Amy Kite for help. Amy's experience and concern took all the stress away. Mickey's house had 10 showings the first day online and 6 offers within 1 week. Sold for $3,000 over asking price, by the way. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. With Amy Kite, not only are the fees flexible, flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. Since if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she'll have bought it for cash. Amy Kite will help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy right now at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi. Call while keeping you cool. See your car, X-Man. Get an air conditioner.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
3 by 7.
and 1017.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The frustration is like you expect the rule to protect you when you're out there and giving a guy a plate. And so there needs to be something stronger after that transpires, where the commissioner or the baseball in general has to deal with something to where you actually protect my catcher. Because right now, just open season on him if all he is out at the plate.
Andy Green, Padres manager, felt very strongly about what was done to his catcher. And, you know, that's what managers do. That's what they do. It's all right. I understand it. And then Joe Maddon, he has no clue. Didn't know what's going on. But it looks like everything's going to be okay until Julius Chacin has that weapon in his hands.
Wasn't he, Mr. We won't start stuff, but we finish it?
That's what he said. We won't start stuff, but we'll finish it. In this case, they started something.
Right. Obviously. I mean, if you're longtime baseball hard asses in the clubhouse, you know, everybody's learning from John Lackey and John Lester. Those guys are setting the tone. Although John Lackey has been more reserved as of late, he's talking about, you know, just having fun out there and not putting too much energy into, you know, the outcomes, not as much as he used to. I don't know if he's on the first leg of a vacation tour. Better not be. Talking to some of the Cubs guys yesterday, and we thanked them once again for having us in the suite last night. It was fun to get out there and just chill for a little bit. And what a beautiful night, by the way. The backdrop was outstanding. My Uber ride home, I got a little emotional on the Uber ride home. I know a lot of people on Twitter were messing with me about it, but just seeing the skyline last night, it was a beautiful night, clear night too, and you could see everything. And coming around that bend on Lakeshore Drive, when you start to pull up on, you know, Monroe and Madison and everything, when you make that little turn on Lakeshore Drive, it was one of those nights. It was a picturesque Chicago night.
This city in the summer can be absolutely gorgeous, especially when you get to the movie lighting, get to that golden hour where you start to see all the bits of cottonwood in the air and everything. There's a couple of views that I really like.
Miska jumped on my Twitter feed and gave me like, oh, coming off of 290. I'm like, yes, Miska, yes, you got it, my man.
I love the view of the city I didn't grow up with, which is the coming up Lakeshore Drive from the south side. And there are a couple turns. There's one near that little prairie area where you just get that full expanse of skyline. Mm-hmm. I also like a little closer as Halsted rises up to Chicago Avenue. If you're going south on Halsted, after you pass through Old Town and you sort of head up that rise to where the Tribune printing area is, and you see that area. Mm-hmm. It looks really cool. And we had one from the practice fields.
It's over there by our spot, Jerk, right? Right? Right, Teddy? That's where that little area right there, the Jamaica spot.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a bus station, Greyhound bus station near there. Mm-hmm. But also from UIC, where we were over the weekend, it's really clear Sunday from the back fields there, right behind Granderson Stadium, to just how striking the Willis Tower is. And all, because I saw all the teams were getting their shots with the tower in the background there. It was very cool.
It made me think of it like, you know, Atlanta doesn't have a lot of, you know, architecture where you're like, oh, look at that. The skyline is not that much. I mean, there's a few big buildings or whatever, but I was thinking about it. I was coming around that bend last night, like, man, this is the city that I get to live in every single day. Never mind work and hang out and talk to people on sports radio. But it was one of those nights last night. I felt a little old, felt a little nostalgic last night.
Fort Lauderdale, Dr. Dave, you're on the Score.
Dan and Jason, been enjoying this conversation. Saw the play last night and, of course, he was aiming at the catcher to hit him to knock the ball loose. Now, everybody said that if he knocked the ball loose, he's still out, but that can't be the case. If baseball really wanted to outlaw this from occurring, the rule would be you can't hit the catcher, ever. If the catcher interferes with you, then you get the base. But baseball doesn't say that, so they must still want this collision event to occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand how you go that way, Dr. Dave, but I guess within good reason. I guess the inference is we want to take that out, but if the ball comes out, like, yeah, you can't just run into people and knock the ball out anymore. I mean, it's a pretty simple rule. You can't extend your arms. You can't veer off into a path. Hedges gave him the path. He gave him the base. He catches the ball and starts to make the sweep
motion.
That's
the thing. You're not allowed to block the base. So there shouldn't ever be a reason to run into the catcher.
Right. No one's blocking the base.
If the base is open.
Right, right.
So otherwise, they're in violation of the rule.
It's within good reason, Dr. Dave. They take that for granted, I guess.
Tony and Sauganash, you're on WSCR.
First of all, Cottonwood sucks. It blows my head up.
Yeah, but I had it's off. It just makes my eyes all itchy too. It's bad.
I had a point. Your question: Who's been the most hit by? Who has the most hit by pitches the past couple of years?
Rizzo.
Rizzo. Yeah.
Do you really think he's not going to get drilled? I would say 1-to-1 odds he's going to get hit.
Well, he gets hit because he's standing over the plate. This is the difference between pitching inside
and. That's what they'll say, but they'll make their point.
Nah, but when you want to make a point, don't you make sure that they understand it wasn't a mistake? Don't baseball guys, you know, try to go, hey, I wasn't messing around trying to hit your elbow pad.
They could be a little tongue in cheek and say like, well, he gets it all the time. Like it just happened.
I got you. So they got that cover as well if Andy Green wants to enact baseball justice. It's all silly to me. I mean, you're playing baseball. You know, you can't touch each other. Don't throw things at each other either. They're like children now. So don't touch him, Jacob. Don't throw anything at him, Hunter. Like, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, you know, a guy got a little talking to by Joe Torre in Major League Baseball. You keep it moving, but I don't think that'll be the case tonight.
This segment brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago.
Speaking of Facebook, you can check us out on Facebook Live, our live video stream. Also on watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. Dan, I'm going to need some comps.
All right,
from sugar to... You know what?
Okay.
As far as the Phil Jackson thing is concerned, some other basketball things I want to bounce off of you.
And we have some sound from Anthony Rizzo coming up after the top of the hour, too, so keep it here on The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Friday at 2 on The Score.
What I don't like to see is a lot of chirping and guys just talking crap to each other. If you got something wrong with a guy, go see him, you know, and then they'll break it up and continue to play the game.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
I just keep talking, but I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the summer.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you.